No, Today FM, Pamarash, Arish, Egatree.
Tom, Tomás, and Will.
Yes, hello, how's it going?
Have I got you? Are you good at the Irish? Or
yeah, it's great, Gorley for me. Casula, La Louise.
Go on, mock us on Darius out of that. Are we getting snow tonight then, or what's the crack?
Looks like parts of Munster, possibly. Oh, I'm right, no meteorologist now, I'll stick to the Gaeilge, but
he's like Gaeilge Leifa, but when it comes to the meteorological, Tosh, Chance or Fod.
Yes.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hello. Ray Foley on, JP's off, which means Orla's filling in. We all feel the same way, actually.
How are you?
Intimidated.
Do you have any Irish? Do you have any Gaeilge at all?
Go on.
And when I hear that the hardest bit at the end for a shock in the Gaeilge, the newsreaders are doing the bit at the top and the "I'll be back again in an hour, I'll be back again in a gig car" kind of thing. Or you get three. The hardest one is when Macro to do it before, to say "I'll be back again at 5:30" for the headlines and the last word.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, you need a degree in Irish for that. Anyway, what have I got for you? This is, I saw this last night. Scientists have fulfilled a mummified ancient Egyptian's wish to speak again after death by replicating his voice with artificial vocal cords. Have you seen this?
I've seen. I don't know if it's that one or something similar.
They've 3D printed. So they went into a tomb or a pyramid, mm-hmm. or an Egyptian tomb. They found this guy mummified. And using the miracle of technology, they scanned his throat, his vocal cords, and then 3D reprinted his
larynx.
So they could hear what he would have sounded like.
The magic of science.
Nesyamun was a priest who lived during the reign of Pharaoh Ramses XI between 1099 and 1069 BC. As a priest in Thebes, Nesyamun would have needed a strong voice for his ritual duties, which involved singing. When Nesyamun died, his voice fell silent, but 3,000 years on, a team of researchers have brought it back to life using a 3D printed vocal tract. The vocal tract is what we're looking for. Here's the news report on it.
Scientists were able to mimic Nesyamun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
What's up, baby girl?
Soft launch day 207. Let's go.
Today FM.
Actually, do you know what I'd love to do? If you want to send us in a voice note of what else could be the noise that he makes with his larynx.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
What's up, baby girl?
Anything else that he could, any other noise you would suggest him making? Recorded it on WhatsApp 0874 100 102. I'll chop it together so that you're in the news report. If you can go about a better sound that he'd been making. All right, your cash machine toll for today. 20. Harry Styles and Adore You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. How?
How is it?
Right, folio on. It's Monday. We're starting a brand new week. It's been pretty much started already. I mean, Dempsey would have started the week earlier on, then following on Dermot and Dave, and then, of course, Pamela Joyce. So really, we're just maintaining the output, really, until Matt arrives at 8:15. I'm Ray, there's Orla.
Hello.
And the gang's not all here, because JP's off. But we'll manage. We'll muster. So, the mummy, who they recreated his vocal cords in a 3D printer.
Scientists were able to mimic Nesyamun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
What's up, baby girl?
Any more? 0874 100 102.
Hi, Ray. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Regarding that guy that they did the 3D of his larynx, I think he could have said, "Love the show."
Hey, Katie, do you know what? Please bear with me. I can do this. There it is. I'm so smooth and slick on the editing, Orla. It's unbelievable.
I am in awe.
It's imperceptible. There it is.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Love the show.
Well done, Katie. Any more? 0874 100 102. Andrew's over there. Hang on, let me put Andrew into the mix as well.
Again, slick as ever.
Takes me so long to do this, right? Sorry. Once again, it's you know, when you're at this as long as I am, it's just because it's second nature. It's it's so hard to see the seams. You can't see the joints.
It allowed them to produce a single sound. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Well done, Andrew. What's that one over there? Rose?
I have to voice record this because I'm actually having to go in and collect a sick child from school, so yay. But anyway, the single voice from the mummified guy, the goat that they sample in Taylor Swift's Trouble.
Oh, this is the screaming goat, is it? There's a blast in the past.
That's the sound. That's the sound he should have. Thanks, guys. This is Ro and Enniscorthy.
Hey, cheers, Ro. I think I can do it. Bear with. You don't mind holding, though.
People are going to be suspicious that JP is actually the brains of the show.
You don't want to. You don't mind holding an hour and a half while I edit this together. So the screaming goats.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Oh, hang on. We're getting too many of them. We're getting too many of them now. I left. Sorry, there was Andrew doing the ha-hoo. Sorry, let's go again. From the top, guys.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Messing this is. This is ridiculous. 0874 100 102. Any more sounds you want me to throw on? I'll do my best for you. Right, Black Eyed Peas and Pump It. Louder. I'll do the roll call after this as well. This is Today FM. The Black Eyed Peas and Pump It. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my. Let's do a roll call. Ray here. JP, Oslaher, Orla Ormond.
On show
indeed. 0874 100 102. Ro, we got Ro. Andrew, join us. Katie, Margaret, Jennifer is there as well. Shout outs. Charlene said, what about the Orla sound you keep using? Drop that in. Oh, sorry. This is the mummy again. Sorry.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Oh, man. Can we try the two of them together, though?
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
This is the mummy and the mummified remains of a priest in ancient Egypt. Had his larynx 3D reproduced in a 3D printer, and now we can hear, through the magic of science and technology, we can hear what he actually sounded like. Have a listen.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Ray, what about the neck? Seems appropriate from Robin. Rob, you're in Kilcullen. The neck. Oh, yeah, of course. Wrong one, sorry.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
The neck!
This, of course, is neck. What about We're Just Normal Men from Kieran? Do I still have that? Jesus, there's a blast from the past. That's an early show reference. Just Normal Men, are they there? There it is.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
And I'd like dozens of text messages for the Digiphone guy. Ray, chop in the guy from the old telephone ad. Hello, Kate, it's me, the guy from the bar. No, honestly, it is. From Ronan, and there were Ronan and loads of them. I think I can do this for you eventually. Jeez. I'm just very rusty from the weekend, or whatever.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Hey, kid, it's me, the guy from the bar. No, honestly, it is. Hello?
All right, we'll wrap it on that. Thank you very much indeed. All of your Egyptian mummy sounds. You know, I never used a tuba. I'm doing this tune, this big blow on the big bus for Focus Ireland. That's on this Friday. I never got me tuba.
Poker face.
you gone, Poker Face. This is today FM playing the music you're on. Very good afternoon. Big bus for Focus Ireland's on this Friday. I'm learning the tuba. It's going to be a tuba performance. The big blow on the big bus. Foley's big blow. Oh, someone texted. Of course, someone texted in and said you should do a toot on your tuba for the voice of the mummy who's been brought back to life through the miracle of science and technology.
It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Gorgeous.
Ray Foley.
No, I'm starting to sweat now with regard to this performance on Friday. The big sponsored blow. I'll tell you more about that later on. We're going to play some Taylor Swift for you next as well. Stay right here. Ready for the next episode. Hey. Oh, come on now. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. And the next episode, this is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's Orla.
Hello.
And text this afternoon, 0874 100102. A beautiful, an incredible, a sumptuous picture message sent in on our text, 0874 100102. This is from Alan in Tipperary Town. He said, I went and did it at the weekend, the Supermax Curry and Ketchup Foley Special. I can't believe my surname has been ascribed to a culinary treat. The Supermax Curry and Ketchup Foley Special. Let me say, my man, you have good taste. Smiley face, thumbs up, Alan in Tipperary Town. He says, love the show. Hey, cheers, Alan. So yeah, it's a photograph of a standard curry chip, but you got to slather your ketchup on there. Now, preferably it will be a chef ketchup in my case, but if you prefer an inferior, like a Candy, or even dare I say it, a Heinz ketchup, to each their own. There's no judgment here, but mine is always a chef ketchup. I love mixing the curry sauce with the sort of the tang of the ketchup.
Looks very unappealing.
It looks, yeah, but you don't eat with your eyes. You eat with your gob. And let me tell you, my gob loves that. Mingling the sauces together. Here's another one for you, actually. Are you familiar with your man, the air fryer guy, Bored of Lunch? Have you seen any of his stuff?
No. I don't have an air fryer, so I tend to stay away from the content regarding it.
I am deep in air fryer content territory now. I'm following all of the air fryer people. This guy, he's got a huge cookbook out at the moment.
Yeah.
He was on with Dermot and Dave recently, wasn't he?
Oh, that's why the name's familiar.
Bored of Lunch. And he does this. I saw this over the weekend. And again, my reaction was initially of horror, then of interest. This is his toasted ham and cheese in the air fryer.
Oh.
A three-layer toasted ham and cheese sandwich that you can do in the air fryer. Just listen to this. And we'll take comments after.
Here's a really quick way to make an air fryer ham and cheese toasty with three layers. I just use shop-bought Dal Mayo bechamel sauce. Add that to three slices of bread with some ham and some cheddar. Then your top layer, just add the sauce with cheddar, tomatoes and some pepper. Air fry for 10 minutes at 190 and done.
Now, did you spot what was in that toasted ham and cheese sandwich? That piece
bechamel
of my
sauce.
And the way he says it so like a throwaway line. He's so nonchalant about his bechamel. Have a listen again.
Here's a really quick way to make an air fryer ham and cheese toasty with three layers. I just use shop-bought Dal Mayo bechamel sauce.
I just use Dal Mayo shop-bought bechamel sauce. You what?
I just use shop-bought Dal Mayo bechamel sauce.
Now, initially, and I saw him opening up the jar, I was like, what's he doing with the Dal Mayo? This is the white sauce and the Dal Mayo that you use in the lasagna. He spread it on his ham and cheese, on the bread, and then he applied the ham and the cheese, then another layer. And again, he's like he's making a lasagna in the air fryer.
Incredible.
And you know what? Watching, I haven't made it yet. But I did say to my wife, put Dal Mayo bechamel sauce on the shop this week. Because I will be trying it next weekend. The other thing that people use on their toasted ham and cheese sandwiches is mayonnaise. They put mayonnaise on the outside, apparently. It makes it very, very tasty. Definitely worth trying as well. Any more hacks? 0874 100102. So thus far, we've got mingling your curry sauce with your ketchup and putting bechamel sauce on your toasted ham and cheese sandwich. 0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
Here's our hacks this afternoon. Don't make me hungry, though. I mean, another an hour and a half before I get any dinner. All right, stay here. Madonna's on the way as well.
Love rock music.
Mojo, let me hear me. Today FM. Play the music you love. How you doing? Ray Foley on. I'm Ray. There's Orla.
Hello.
Mojo, Lady Hear Me Tonight, Today FM. It's this young fella with his bechamel sauce on a toasted sandwich. Bechamel sauce on a toasted sandwich. Are you mad? Board of lunch guy, the air fryer.
I just use shop-bought Dolmio bechamel sauce.
Oh, will you stop? Quite a number of people texting on 0874-100-102 that it's a croc. Is it monsieur or monsieur? What do I say?
Monsieur.
Croc monsieur. Now, on a number of occasions, people be texting and calling me a croc, and I'll be the first to admit that I'm a croc. I've even eaten croc monsieur without realizing that, yes, looking at the ingredients list. Bechamel sauce is one of the ingredients you put in a croque monsieur. So you got your cheese, you got your like your cheddar cheese, mm-hmm. got your lovely ham in there, and a good dollop of in this lad's case he uses the Dolmio bechamel sauce. An absolutely sensational idea, it has to be said.
Absolutely.
Amanda sent a photograph in. She says she did it. It looks, I'm not going to lie, Amanda, it looks absolutely sexual. That's the most sexual sandwich I've seen all day today. Amanda?
So I made that ham and cheese toastie with the bechamel sauce, but I used the Aldi version because, you know, cost of living crisis and all that.
Absolutely.
And it was delicious.
Oh, it looks absolutely insane. You're making me starving. And more your kitchen hacks, 0874-100-102. Deborah says, I make a cold pasta chicken salad and mix mayo and hot curry powder and mix it through. It's delicious from Deborah. Well, Deborah, you're just making curry mayo there, I suppose, because mayo can be quite boring in its own right. So throw a little bit of curry powder in there, you're all right. And for Keith, I suggested putting some mayonnaise on your toasted sandwich. I tried mayo on a toasted ham and cheese, and because the mayo is egg-based, it went like scrambled eggs. I would 100% not recommend, from Keith. Thank you, sir, for taking one for the team. Lesson learned. And we'll all learn from Keith's lesson. Don't put the mayo on the toasted sandwich after all. But I think I've read somewhere that someone said it was gorgeous. Other kitchen hacks, 0874-100-102. Of course, the biggest one is scalding the teacup before you make the pot of tea. What I do is, my hack for this, I boil the kettle, mm-hmm. and the mug needs to be scalded before you make the tea, correct?
Yes.
What do you do with your... So when you scald the mug, what do you do with the water that's in the mug now?
I chuck it in the sink.
Aha! You see, that's a waste of energy. What you should do is, and what I do is... Because you're already using a clean cup in theory.
Yeah.
Unless you're a dirt bird and you're using like a cup from earlier on.
Yeah.
Just throw that clean hot water back into the kettle again.
It's an awful lot of effort though.
But you see, the thing, we're in the middle. Like you say, it's a cost of living. It's an energy crisis.
What about my energy?
With the war in Ukraine... The least we can do is throw it back in the kettle. All right, there's a new song from Lizzo and SZA. It's called Special. This is Today FM. Woke up this morning to somebody judging me. Lizzo and SZA, it's called Special. Peter was asking me a question. How much mayonnaise is your man putting on the toasted sandwich if it's scrambling? Sorry. Peter's over there, 0874-100-102.
How Peter? Much mayonnaise is that guy putting on a sandwich?
This is the thing, yeah.
That it's scrambling eggs.
Yeah.
Considering the egg content.
Yeah.
Of like a spoonful of mayonnaise.
Mm.
You just like spread it. You don't dunk the jar into the sandwich.
Yeah, it's a fair point. If it's a mere scraping of your helmets, it's not. It shouldn't scramble. I mean,
Ray Foley.
You're doing it the right way around. Do you know what I mean? All right, we're 3 minutes out from closing the lines on the Today FM cash machine. Your total. I'll give it to you one more time before you get your text in. Today FM. €20,919.59. 3 minutes, we're closing the lines, and we're playing U2 next. Little Mix of Black Magic, this is Today FM.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
We play the music you love, Ireland. Very good afternoon to you. Ray Foley's my name. Odd Ormond's over there.
Hello.
Hello indeed. We're very excited about the Big Busk for Focus Ireland. Last year you helped us raise over €250,000 to help in the fight against homelessness. And we're calling on all musicians, your friends and family, to get out and busk on Friday the 10th of March in aid of Focus Ireland. The big day is this Friday. It's this Friday. Or you can join us at one of our larger busking events in shopping centres and Irish Rail train stations around the country. It's all for Focus Ireland. And the website is www.todayfm.com/busk. I'm going to be doing... Well, see, here's the thing, right? With such incredible talent such as my own, partaking in the busk, I'm doing the big blow on the tuba. And I'm doing incredibly well. I'm sure you'll agree. Have a listen. This is just the beginnings of it, right?
That is pure talent.
Do you love it?
So much.
Too
I
much.
Might actually, I'll get it a recording of it, make it my alarm. So that's how I'll be woken every morning.
Do you know what? That can be arranged. Now, for some inexplicable reason, regardless of the fact that I will be performing on the day, they've gotten some actual musicians to get involved in the big bus. I've protested, but my protestations have fallen on deaf ears. And joining us this year for the big busk, one of our buskers is Ro Byrne, ladies and gentlemen. Join us in the studio today. Ro, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. But pull the mic over towards yourself a little bit. I want to hear you nice and clear.
Is that nice and clear?
That's perfect. How are you? I can hear your dulcet tones now.
Thank
how
you.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Thanks so much for jumping on in the big busk. It means a lot.
Yeah, it's cool.
Focus Ireland are amazing, aren't they?
I do a bit of work for them at Christmas every year, so it's great to actually get involved a bit more than just Christmas. So.
We've seen you on the Instagram and on socials, Ro. You're powerful. Your performances are amazing.
Thanks.
and we love to see you. Have you haven't done the big busk before. You weren't with us last year.
No, I haven't. I sent my application in late and I wasn't able to get it, but I'm delighted to do it this year now.
Yeah, you're going to be. Do you know where you're going to be this year? You're going to be in a train station, right?
Stephen Green Shopping Centre.
Oh, loud and live in St. Stephen's Green.
Yep.
Brilliant.
12, so. Happy out.
How old are you, Ro? What age are you?
18.
Yep. And you're stepping up for Focus Ireland on the big bus.
Yeah.
You're having fantastic. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
So tell us, we said, I don't understand it. Maybe you can shed some light on it for me.
Okay.
Why do they need musicians to get involved in the big busk when they have me?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you. I think it's an unanswerable question. I think you should just do that one note for an hour and a half and I think you get loads of money.
Now, well, do you know what? That might be pretty close to what actually happens this Friday. We'll see how things work.
Yeah.
Do you busk though? Do you? You
do? I do, Grafton Street. Yeah.
Do you have a specific spot on Grafton Street that's particularly good for you? Or?
I like Bewley's and I like Brown Thomas, but it really just depends on the time and the day and the weather. You know.
Right, you've got expensive taste. I was going to say, do you get better clients come out of BT's than you would out of other locations?
I mean, it depends. The street is wider at Brown Thomas, so it gives more opportunity for like crowds to form, which is what I love it for anyway. So
I've seen you a couple of times on Grafton Street as I've gone past, and you like I say, you've got a powerful voice. Are you going to do a performance for us today?
I am. Yes.
What are you going to do? Well, actually, don't tell us.
Okay.
I'm going to play a bit of Jason Derulo and Britney Spears. And join us in studio as part of the big bus this year, Ro Byrne. We're going to get some live music from Ro in just a few minutes. Live on the air, this is Jason Derulo on Today FM. Jason Derulo's on the other side. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Arda, good afternoon. How you doing? Happening on this station on Friday afternoon.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
Well, not just Friday afternoon, all day Friday here on Today FM. We're going to be doing the Big Busk for Focus Ireland. And we need your support. todayfm.com/busk. Ro Byrne is in the studio with us this afternoon. Give it up for Ro. Oh, you got the guitar with you as well.
I have the guitar with me, of course.
You're going to do a tune for us.
I am, yes.
How long have you been busking?
4 years this year.
So you're 18. So you pretty much just came out of the womb and you were with a guitar.
Yeah,
and an amp.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was you weren't screaming when you were born. You were
opera singing.
You were opera singing, hitting all the high notes in your wow wow wows. Who's your, do you have any idols or who's your favorite?
Dermot Kennedy.
Really?
Absolute favorite of all time.
Was that him at the beginning?
Sorry, it was,
and Ro was like, hang on a second, was that Dermot Kennedy? Hang on, let me see if we can get it.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
We'll sing the song together.
Yeah.
So you're a Dermot fan. Have you seen him live?
I have seen him like six times.
Six times?
Yeah, and then he did the busk on Bewley's not too long ago, and that was amazing. Yeah,
he shut down Grafton Street.
Yes.
All the rest of us trying to go about our business, and Dermot Kennedy slows us all down.
Yeah,
I was one of those giving out about it.
I was loving it.
But you can't. He's amazing. He's incredible.
Yeah.
So you've seen six times, man.
Six times, yeah.
He is an inspiration, though, isn't he?
Absolutely. He started busking. On Grafton Street as well, so
as yourself. Cool. Yeah. So Dermot Kennedy, any other idols, any other heroes?
Hosier.
Yeah, he's
King
good.
The Crowd I've listened to for years. He's just kind of blown up this year now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be your style, would it? Kind of sort of King to Crow.
Yeah,
Dermot Kennedy type thing.
Folk pop.
Folky poppy. Love it. right. You talented such and such. You're going to do a song for us. I was wondering what it was going to be. What are you, is it a Dermot Kennedy tune? What are you
going to
do?
It's not. I was going to.
Right.
But I've gone with Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Oh, an excellent song selection as well, it has to be said. Well, performing as part of the Big Busk for Focus Ireland this Friday on Today FM and performing some Fleetwood Mac for us on the air this afternoon. Ladies, do you want to do a sound check actually? Can we hear you loud enough? Ah, there it is. That's perfect. This is Ro Byrne live on Today FM.
Now here you go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? And it's only right that you should play the way you feel and listen carefully to the sound. Like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had. Oh, and what you lost. Oh, 'cause thunder only happens when it's raining. Saying women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know Now here you go again, you say your crystal vision. My visions to myself, and it's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. And have you any dreams you like to sell? Loneliness like a heartbeat drives you mad. Stillness of remembering what you had. What you lost and what you had. Oh, and what you lost. Oh, 'cause thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Saying women, they would come and they would go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know, you'll know, you'll know, ooh, you'll know.
Yes. Okay, now I get it. Now I
get it. AFM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
Okay, now, yeah, you know, it makes sense. I mean, I do what I can with the tuba, but there's only so much you can do when you can only blow one note. Ro Byrne, Fleetwood Mac Dreams at Today FM. Fantastic, well done. So I suppose it's all, you're in a job that's, like they're saying, there's another beast from the east on the way. It's going to be very cold.
Yeah.
You're in a weather-dependent line of work, Ro, as a busker.
Yeah, right now, as a busker, it's rough.
Well, I can imagine.
But it's cold and it's, you know, it's fine though. You wrap up and you're fine. You get used to it.
Yeah. See, we don't exactly have busker weather in our...
No.
We don't have the busking climate necessarily, no. Well, fair play for getting involved. So you say you started 4 years ago. You would have been 14 then when you started busking.
Yeah, I started in TUI, or third year. maybe, yeah.
In third year in school, yeah, right? Yeah. And are you still in school?
I'm in college at the moment.
In college, what are you doing?
I'm music in BCFE.
Of course you are. Yes. Grand. So what? This is a Ballyfermot, is it? Right, we were onto someone from Ballyfermot recently, actually. This must be fantastic. So they obviously didn't mind you coming. You were kind of like, I'm going to be on national radio. I've got to
take the day off. If you really want to, you can take the day off.
I got a gig. And you got to do it again for us on Friday then.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we'll see you on Friday afternoon. The big busk for Focus Ireland. And the website again, www.todayfm.com/busk. Give it up one more time for Ro Byrne. Thank you so much. And Ro is going to be performing with Leah Hart. She plays the 3 Olympia on the 2nd of April. You can get your tickets now. Ro, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Lovely to meet you. It's Britney at Today FM. Britney Spears, baby, one more time. This is Today FM. Hey, baby, one
more time. Very good afternoon to you. Ray Foley's my name. Orda's mind to me today.
Trying to.
Oh, Jesus, Orda, what are we going to do about this big busk thing?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, I thought I was kind of a shrug. Ah, it'll be grand. And this young fella, 18.
Yeah.
18, did you hear?
Yeah.
Started busking at 14, doing the big busk. Classic track, Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, live on National. Not a bother. And there's me. Look at this. Seriously, the best I can contribute to this entire enterprise is...
You know, it might help him if he had that in the background.
I don't know, Orla. I don't.
He's blaring out the tunes, and then you punctuate it every so often.
I would hate to be the one that destroys the big busk.
God, that's gorgeous.
Thanks, Orla. Do you mean that now?
I do.
You're not just saying that.
I truly mean it.
It's a huge relief to me to know that you've got belief in me.
Text 0874-100-102. Gene and Kerry says, oh wow, bless him, he's going places. Orla says, not you, different Orla. What a voice, a very talented young Irish musician on the rise. Lads, he's brilliant. Someone get Louis Walsh on the phone.
I don't know, does Louis do that? Can maybe Louis can get into that line of...
maybe.
Live acoustic-y sort of thing. Aisling says he's amazing. Ray, that lad's proper order. He's got real pipes. Keep going, mate, from Dave and Licksnaw. Well, Dave's going to be doing, he's going to be involved in the big busk this Friday. Stay on Today FM. Give what you can. todayfm.com/busk. Or indeed, if you know someone who busks or does an odd gig or knows how to play guitar or a few chords, anything, whatever you can do, we need all the help we can get. It's all for Focus Ireland. And that's todayfm.com/busk. Jump on there. Dez texted. He says, 18, wow, I've a pair of jocks older than him. Big things in the future, fair play from Des.
Ray Foley.
Big things in the future, are you referring to the jocks or are you referring to Ro? You do a search for Ro, R-O-E, Byrne on Insta or on your socials. Check him out, he's amazing. Right, Meghan Trainor next.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
That's the gal, Talia Mar and... Stay the night, you're on Today FM. We play the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Monday, but guys, everything's going to be okay. Fake it till you make it. Everything's going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. Say it with me. Everything.
Everything.
Everything is going to be okay. Everything. Text this afternoon. We were talking about kitchen hacks earlier on. I mentioned when you're scalding the mug, if you're making your tea, before you put the tea bag in, scald. The expression to scald the mug.
Yeah.
Would you say scald?
I'd say scald, yeah.
Scald a mug or scald the teapot as well as something you do if you're making a pot of tea. So you throw in the boiling water into the mug. And I said, instead of throwing out the boiling water, the little bit you've thrown in the mug, throw it back into the kettle again to join its watery friends. And then it rejoins the rest of the kettle. It heats about, you know, it's not getting so cold that it's freezing or anything. And then you can use it, you can add it to the water that you're going to use to make the tea.
No wasting water.
Laura says, oh my God, that hack is proper genius, Ray. I always throw the water out, from Laura. And Kelly texts, I don't get why people need to heat the cup first. Sorry, what? You don't get why people... Because it's not tea. It's just slop if you don't heat the cup first. You might as well be drinking toilet water if you're not heating up the cup first. My mother-in-law won't drink tea from a mug that hasn't been warmed up, and it drives me crazy, from Kelly. Well, let's not bring family feuding into this, Kelly, but seriously, it entirely changes the taste of a cup.
It does.
Yeah, it's very important to do this. Try it, Kelly, try it. Give it a go. And trust me, it is what makes tea. It's almost as good as tea with a plate of chips.
which again, that can't, there's no explanation for it. But a tea with a plate of chips, always sensational. I've one more kitchen hack for you as well, actually, that I only learned yesterday.
Oh, go on.
Have you ever... Oh, you're a vegetarian, sure. Huge sausages, jumbo sausages.
Uh-huh, I'm familiar with them.
Anytime I've ever had jumbo sausages in my life, I burn them because in order to cook them through on the grill, they're going to be black on the outside.
Yeah.
So, sick of this, I went and Googled, how do I cook jumbo sausages? Google yesterday. And Google came back and told me.
Go on.
Boil them first.
Oh, like now, bottle.
Yeah, this is disgusting, right? This is horrific. They look like zombie fingers after 15. So what you do is you boil them for 10 to 15 minutes. Just let them simmer in boiling water. Yeah. They look absolutely horrific. After that, then, take them out and put them on the grill. Or as I did yesterday, put them in the air fryer. Give them another 5 minutes to brown them off. Mm-hmm. They turn out absolutely perfect. I can also recommend a meat thermometer, which is always a good idea as well, because you don't want to take any chances. Give that a go. Between the tea and the sausages, lads, I've got you sorted. I'm looking after you. Stay with me. Niall Horan, this is Today FM. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. I've got a sexy back and a sexy belly.
You ready?
I'm not ready, no. Oh yeah, Ray Foley's my name. There's Arlo Ormond.
Hi.
Yeah, sausages. 0874 100 102. So I read a thing on the internet yesterday. So instead of burning your jumbo sausages, boil them for 15 minutes and then stick them on the grill at the end just to brown them off. But trust me, they look horrific. Once they're boiled and cooked, they look absolutely disgusting. I was even taking them out of the boiling water, taking them out of the pan yesterday. And I was like, oh God, oh Jesus, oh, this is disgusting. Eddie's over there.
All right, now, you're a bit behind in that one.
Why?
What I had for me dinner yesterday, and it was beautiful, big jumbo sausages in a stew.
No.
They come out white, pale, but you just come like zombie fingers.
Yeah.
They're delicious. Love the show.
Hey, you are disgusting. Eddie, you're barred until Friday. We'll have you back on Friday for the big bus, but until then, you're barred.
Ray Foley.
How could you? It's like, is it Coddle? The Dublin? No. I'm not having your grey zombie fingers in me stew, thank you very much. Round them first. I stick around. I'm playing Kygo and Whitney Houston for your next.
I'll be waiting.
Kid the Crow on Today FM. I'll be waiting. You're on Today FM radio. That's the radio station that plays the music you love. I'm Ray, there's Orla Ormond.
Hi.
Feeling great. Right, what have I got for you? I've got some dreadful news and I've got some good news. What would you like, the dreadful news or the good news, Orla?
I would like the dreadful news.
I'll give you the dreadful news. This is this child, Sophia Grace. Ringing any bells? Sophia Grace.
Any relation to Robert Grace?
No relation to Robert Grace. This is Sophia. I'll give you another clue. Sophia Grace and Rosie. Cast your mind back to October 2011, and Sophia Grace and Rosie were appearing on a popular TV show, popular daytime TV show.
2011.
Female host, a lot of dancing. She's subsequently been cancelled, both on the television and in life.
I've absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Sophia Grace was the little girl that went on and did a performance on the Ellen show.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now
she was the two little English girls.
Yeah.
Here she was on Ellen in October 2011, which by my maths is 12 years ago.
Yes. Well, nearly, yeah.
Yes, all right. 12 years ago this October.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here they are, have a listen.
It's nice to meet you, and you are Sophia, right? Yeah. Do I call you Sophia?
Yeah.
Sophia Grace?
You call me Sophia Grace.
Sophia Grace. All right, I will. And you're Rosie?
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie. Rosie, you're 5?
Yeah.
And Sophia Grace, you're?
8.
You're both just adorable. All right, so you want to head over there and sing for us now?
Yeah.
All right, so this is yours.
Performing super bass in 2011 on the Ellen Show, shot to international stardom and fame. That little girl on that show has just announced the birth of her first child. Making all the rest of us object and feel incredibly old.
But surely she is just a mere child herself.
Well, hang on. By that math, she was 8 at the time, and it's 11 years. So she's 19.
Yeah.
The singer, who shot to fame after appearing on the Ellen DeGeneres Show in 2011, took to Instagram on Sunday to share the exciting news. The black and white photograph, a little baby hand. Sophia's best known for her perform viral. That's the other thing as well. That song is 11 years old as well.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like 5 minutes ago. It was Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, I gotta move on. It's the inexorable passing of time, and it's a dole. Fragment, Talk is America. This is Today FM.
No fighting!
Shut up, no fighting. Behave yourselves. Shakira, Wyclef Jean, Hips Don't Lie. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley. Anna Ormond is minding me as well today. Just keep an eye on proceedings. I think we're doing okay. I think it's a better show without JP.
I didn't want to say, but I'm glad you did.
I think the nation, and I think everyone can agree, it's just a finer quality product.
There's one thing I would like to correct, though.
What?
I feel terrible about asking for the dreadful news. Can I have the good news?
You're a glass half empty kind of girl.
I am. That's
your problem.
I'd like to turn that around.
The good news was WhatsApp. There's a new feature on WhatsApp that you can leave WhatsApp groups without everyone knowing that you've left, or without putting in a notification that you've left.
Oh.
Which, yeah, I got to tell you, that is good news for me. I'm a member of about a dozen groups that I've been added to down through the years, like added to a group conversations, group chats, and I have never left any of them. Instead, I've put them all on mute.
Yes.
So, because I don't want it to pop up, Ray has left the group. As in, Ray's sick of you now, so he's gone, he's left. So instead, I mute it and I never see it. So this new feature on WhatsApp, sorry, I'll check it. For iPhone users, you go to the group you want to leave, tap on more, then click exit. The same message as above will confirm that only admins. Oh, so it's only the person that's... So the admin still gets notified, but not everyone else will be looking at the message going, oh, was it something we said?
It's the equivalent of, if you leave when there's no messages going on, it's like standing up in a quiet room and going, I'm leaving!
Exactly. Or it's usually like if your kids move classes or kids aren't going to training on that. Well, for me anyway, your kids are no longer in that group anymore because they're doing something else. And it's like, we don't want our kids. We don't want to foster this relationship anymore. So therefore, we're severing all ties. So now you can leave silently. And we're all better off for it. Freya Ridings and Weekends. This is Today FM. New music from Freya Ridings is called Weekends. And it's great. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. And that's our little broadcast. We're going to do the last word next, so... Unfortunately, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show. So much stuff planned, Orla. Calm yourself, woman.
Sorry.
Get yourself together. We didn't get to do Smell Adele. But we get Chasing Pavement star Adele to come in and we determine what fragrance she's wearing. Presumably by smelling it. My money's on Dior. We didn't get to do Carlo Pleather, where we ask Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather if he wouldn't mind modelling a hot pair of skin-tight stretch pleather pants. He unfortunately declines. That's Carlo Pleather. And we didn't get to do Biden, where pop hitmakers NSYNC exclusively reveal that ahead of a Joe Biden visit to Ireland next month, they've retooled their hit song Bye 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 to Biden. It goes, I don't really want to make it tough. I just want to tell you, baby, that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but I ain't... But let me go again. It might sound crazy, but it... But
One more time.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no Leiden. Baby Biden. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow. We're on from 2. Matt's on the way next.
I've pretty much given up.